Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
All right, so silly stuff. Let's begin another hour of conversation on this April 6th. It's Thursday already on the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner, inviting people to understand and wish those who are Jewish that you know a happy Passover every spring as spring just gets started. Jews celebrate when they say God led their ancestors out of slavery in Egypt. So what happens is the commemoration begins with a Seder, which is a ceremony that has a lot of foods, a lot of rituals, that kind of stuff. I have a number of Jewish friends, and I've been invited to a lot of Seders over the years. And so that started, and then over the next week, the only thing that they don't do a lot of good eating, they eat that matzah, the matzah balls, you know, that's matzah is, most of the time is flat. It's like a cracker. It doesn't have any yeast in it, so it doesn't rise. And then they avoid a lot of flour products, bread, cookies, that sort of thing. There are dietary restrictions for the Orthodox Jews, Passover. I guess it depends. There's three different sects. There's the Orthodox, the conservatives, and then I forget what the what the third is. But at any rate, they all have different ways of dealing with the Old Testament story. Remember the movie Exodus? Ever see that?
I never saw it, but I know what you are talking about.
From the Latin. I loved Latin in the eighth grade. I was always got stuck on dependent datives. And Mrs. Faherty, who was the teacher, used to call me Dependent Dudley because I couldn't remember what the, what the dependent datives were. At any rate, I do remember Exodus means exit. Hello, duh. Departure, if you will. So lots of miracles are celebrated by Jews this week. Lots of acts of bravery, deliverance. There was a lot of oppression, for sure. The movie Spartacus, that most people know about, right? Isn't most people remember the...
Or you at least know the line, I am Spartacus.
Yeah, right. Kirk Douglas played that role. I will tell you, it's interesting because of the celebration, the Christian celebration of Easter and Palm Sunday and stuff. Every year, the story of Moses gets played on television, and every year I get a chuckle because it was so poorly produced, in essence. It was done quickly. Charlton Heston played Moses, and a lot of bad acting in it. But there are also places in the movie where you can see where they didn't do too many takes. There's a there's a scene when Moses is outside. You can see the tire tracks from the cart that has the camera on it in the sand. When they're moving back from him, you can see the sand, the ground, and the tire tracks from the camera wagon.
Oh, that's amazing.
So anyway, Passover also, the story of Passover features some really, really interesting and strong women. There are stories of some of the women early on. If you go into the Bible, the first chapter of Exodus, the king of Egypt was the Pharaoh Ramses II. He commands a couple of Hebrew midwives to kill all newborn boys that they deliver for any of the Hebrew women. This is when they were still enslaved. That's part of what you sort of see in, you see that acted out in Moses, the movie, Ten Commandments. Anyway, the midwives let the boys live, however, and when the Pharaoh asked why, they gave him an excuse. So the midwives were then killed, if I remember the story correctly. The defiance, however, there are other defiance items from the mother of Moses, placed the newborn Moses, for example, in a basket to float down the river. You remember that scene? Come on, everybody remembers that scene.
Yes, yeah.
From the movie, right? Okay, so anyway, the Pharaoh's daughter adopted Moses as her son. That was really, like, talk about an up yours. Oof. There are other things when you think about what God, again, the story. I remember this. There's so much similarity between the Christian religion and the Jew. Well, they call it the Judeo-Christian tradition. That's what people say about America. For example, we're a Judeo-Christian country. We aren't anymore. And I'm not sure we ever really were. But it sounded good and it made people feel good to think that. So Jews are instructed to put blood from a sacrificial lamb on their doorposts as a sign to God to pass over their houses. That's where the term Passover comes from. It's really two words, pass over, allow their children to live. This is what they're doing, the Passover, that's connected with the Exodus. So then there are, as I say, the similarities. Not only get too deeply into the woods, but I do into the weeds. But I think that this is pretty interesting. I find it more interesting than talking about Donald Trump, so that's why I thought we'd start with this and spend a few minutes on it. The connection between the Jews and the Christians, that is the Last Supper. In fact, remember that all these people, all these 12 disciples, Jesus, they were all Jews. And the Last Supper was actually a Seder supper taking place on the Thursday, as the Passover starts on a Thursday, the Last Supper was on a Thursday. Remember that the painting, again, I remember these things. This was a painting that was in Lytton Fine Arts when I was in college. I flunked the course, but I do remember this Leonardo da Vinci painting that shows Jesus eating his last meal.
Yeah, the Last Supper.
Right, exactly, yeah. And this story is also told in all of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. They all have different versions of it, but pretty much the same story, if you will. We celebrate, and the Jews acknowledge this, frankly. Why wouldn't they? Because Jesus was a Jew, right? Anyway, there are a couple of other. There's a black spiritual song that has been inspired by Passover. Go down, Moses, way down in. Well, I guess I shouldn't sing it. Anyway, yeah, this is a spiritual Louis Armstrong actually made kind of a hit. He took it directly from the book of Exodus, chapter 5. The first verse. It was all about the enslaved. Well, instead of this, the slavery that Armstrong is singing about is the American, the African Americans that were in before the Civil War were enslaved. And so that was something that, meant a lot to American black folks who understood where the song came from. And then one thing that people probably don't remember is that Abraham Lincoln was assassinated on April the 10th, 1865. And that, I'm sorry, on April 10th, 1865, it was when the Civil War was declared over. President Lincoln, was shot on Good Friday and died the next morning.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the interesting thing was that it happened, or a lot of people find it interesting anyway, that the story of the Valley of the Dry Bones from the book of Ezekiel, the prophet sees a field of bones filled with life and become a great army. And a lot of times people interpret that in the House Divided speech that Lincoln used in that language that came from that. The passage, and the first of the of the eulogies at Lincoln's funeral were delivered by rabbis. So, anyway, I just find it interesting.
It's
all
fascinating.
Of these pieces
yeah.
of the pie that fit together here.
And when you really think about the timing, the time frame of everything, of how it all coordinates with each other. And I always get a kick out of when something seems like it was so long ago, but then you realize, like, right, that really wasn't that long ago.
Yeah, right. Yeah, like the death of Lincoln, in a manner of speaking. Yeah. Anyway, those are some things to keep in mind as we think about the essence of what today is about for Jews, and then what the weekend tomorrow, Good Friday today, they call it Maundy Thursday. Do you remember that from, were you taught that when you were?
I do, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right, and that the basic Last Supper and being buried, and then obviously Sunday, what's celebrated. You know, people say to me, because I'm not a big believer in commercial industrial religion. As a matter of fact, I don't care for a lot of the stuff that I grew up around it. I still hold the facts and the experiences that I had near and dear. I don't think you have to, in my mind, in my life, I don't need to have an organized religion to help me understand what is in the Bible and the things that are meaningful. And as much as it seems counterintuitive, I think that there is a lot to, because I think spiritually that there are a lot of things that happen that aren't explainable, that science can't explain. Okay, how would Jesus have risen from the dead and been brought to, you know, someplace else and then goes up with his quote-unquote father into heaven? There are things that may be not quite that simply explained, but yet there are lots of books that have been written about what might have happened that lay credence to the story of what happened on the third day when, according to the Bible, he is risen. There are all kind of, you know, there are some people who say that somebody went in and stole the body, blah, blah, blah. I had one of the most sacred experiences ever, going through in Israel, all of the places where he was nailed to the cross, a fascinating experience. So, at any rate, something to think about here. 18 after, this is Good Day.
Progressive protects more than just your home and car. You could save when you bundle your motorcycles, ATVs, boats, and RVs. Doesn't that sound good? Like the sound of the wind in the trees as your RV sits parked in the forest. Is that the call of the majestic owl? And there's the sound of a tree branch crashing into the roof of your RV. I guess their nest was in that branch. But you know what does sound good? You're covered with Progressive. So bundle all your vehicles and home in one place and save with a multi-policy discount. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers.
Wendy's $3 breakfast deal is a bacon or sausage egg croissant plus small seasoned potatoes for $3. It's the breakfast that don't miss. So if you did miss Wendy's breakfast, don't imagine. Fresh cracked eggs, sizzling sausage, crispy bacon, and block out those hot, buttery, flaky croissants. Croissants don't really make a sound, but if they did, for a breakfast that don't miss, Wendy's is that breakfast. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's $3 breakfast deal.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's. Select a request $3 breakfast deal to obtain discount. Not valid for a la carte combo orders.
The roar of our engines, the pump of our heartbeats, the pedal to our metal, the sparks that ignite us, the pistons that push us, the passions that drive us. From the feelings that move us to the places that pull us on the roads that unite us. With nearly 6,000 stores and over 17,000 auto care centers, NAPA has America's largest network of parts and care, here to keep you firing on all cylinders.
Wait, aren't these all charitable donations?
At Magda's Tax Prep, every person counts.
I do not have to file for an extension.
She needs new auditors to maximize returns on her family time.
An itemized deduction. Hey, can someone help with these 1099?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is your captain. Better buckle your seatbelts for this one. I saw my passport expired, so I went to Staples, got a passport photo lickety-split. While I was there, I grabbed some tiny travel soap and shampoo. I should have got some from my co-pilot. Just kidding, Brad.
Staples has everything you need to travel. 10-minute passport photos, luggage, headphones, even personal travel items. And now at Staples, get 20% off your in-store purchase when you buy any travel service. Plus, 80-count Lysol wipes are just $1.99. Get all set to jet at Staples. Offers end 4A. In-store only. Exclusions apply.
Oh, I cracked the hull of my new ski boat today.
Oh, my gosh, why'd you do that?
It's not like I was trying to do it, you know.
Sorry, that's rough, my bad, bro. Did anyone witness this epic fail?
Yes, there's videos galore, and now I'm a meme.
Accidents don't just happen in sea shanties, so Progressive Boat Insurance has you covered. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you can save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Covered subject to policy terms and not available for all boats or in all situations.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Here we are at social media time, 23 after the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. We're going to celebrate Carol Burnett turning 90 years old, talking about how she feels and what she's doing with her life. Who doesn't remember Carol Burnett? I suppose there are. All right, James, this is the test, Jay. James Collins at the controls in our studio in Dallas. Who is Carol Burnett? You know who Carol Burnett is?
No.
All right. There it is. There's the divide. That's the continental divide right there. All right, so we'll teach James and anybody else who's listening that doesn't know who Carol Burnett is a little lesson in life right after this.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. 1-800-309-ERC or visit OmegaTaxCredit.com.
I think most people, well, I guess people of a certain age would remember the Carol Burnett show. That's the theme from her television show. As I said, she's turned 90. She is quite a character, actually. She got 6 Emmys, Jay.
Yeah.
6 Golden Globes over her career. A Grammy. And she was honored as a Kennedy Center Person of the Year. She turns 90 later this month. She says, quote, "I can't wrap my head around this. I still feel like I'm about 11. But I'm amazed all the time." It sure went fast. It does go fast. Yep. "I'm glad because I've got my all my parts." She says, "I got my hips, I have my knees, and I have my brain."
Hey.
So that's pretty cool at 90.
I love how she talks about kind of getting her start where when she was a little girl, she used to pretend that she was on a radio show. And she would introduce the next musical act. And it's going to be a young woman singing without any musical accompaniment. And she would start singing. And one time one of the neighbors screamed for them to, like, turn the radio off.
Yeah.
And she was like, oh, my gosh, they believe I'm a real radio. I'm a hit. And she didn't discover her comedic genius until she was even in college, which she considered herself a late bloomer because she was like everybody else was starting at the age of 3 and 4.
Yeah, well, she describes herself as a quiet student when she was going through grammar school and junior high school, and she went to Hollywood High School. The typical youngster who grows up, there are a number of these stories, grows up in La La Land, experiences all that there is to experience growing up. So you certainly are going to be influenced by that, that's for sure. And that's when the bug bit her. So from there, she did some local television. She started singing professionally. And the audiences, the Carol Burnett Show, I think there were TV shows with Carol Burnett for 25, 26 years, I think. And one shape or form or another.
Yeah.
And she's
movies. She was Miss Hannigan in 82's Annie. Yeah. And then, of course, her birthday is not going to pass without some kind of celebration. NBC is doing something for the occasion with Amy Poehler and Jane Lynch and Katy Perry and Kristen Chenoweth, Julie Andrews.
Yep.
It's going to be really fun.
April 26th, 8 p.m., and as they say on television, and screaming on Peacock the next day. You can't get away from any of that stuff. Happy birthday to Carol Burnett from Good Day at 28 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, there's nothing more detrimental to the human-animal relationship than misconception. Too many guardians interpret a pet's behavior in human terms and never stop to think about what the pet is really doing and even more importantly, why. The most important lesson you can learn as a pet therapist or a pet guardian is the value of stopping and thinking before you yell or punish a pet for what you see as an infraction. Examine every possible reason for your dog or cat's behavior. If I had a nickel for every client over the years who began a session by saying, Warren, my dog is just plain stupid, I would have retired a long time ago. In 9 out of 10 cases, it's neither stupidity nor is it spite. It's the guardian's inflexibility and his persistence in seeing a problem only from one angle. Can you imagine if dogs didn't have an open mind, more of an open mind than we had? We very often correct our dogs for behavior that's normal to them. So understand your pet's behavior, understand their body language, understand their noises, and you'll have a much, much stronger relationship. And you'll be fair to your pet. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Right now, you can eliminate odors, mold, mildew, bacteria, and viruses in your home with the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The Eden Pure Thunderstorm uses oxy technology that naturally sends out O3 molecules that seek out and destroy odors. The thunderstorm doesn't mask or cover up bad smells. It eliminates them, leaving that fresh, clean smell, just like after a thunderstorm. The thunderstorm is small, plugs right into the wall, and fits in the palm of your hand. Put one in your basement, bedroom, family room, kitchen, or anywhere you want clean, fresh air. It even includes a USB cord for your car or truck. Right now, save $200 on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-pack for whole home protection. That's 3 units for under $200, a fraction of the cost compared to other air purifiers. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use discount code USA3 to save $200. That's EdenPureDeals.com. Use USA and the number 3. Shipping.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. U.S. lawmakers yesterday met with Taiwan President Tsai in California under the threat of retaliation by the Chinese government. Republican Speaker of the House Kevin McCarthy on Fox News last night gives us his takeaway.
China can never tell us what to do. As Speaker of the House, I'm going to meet with whoever we want to meet with whatever country. And you know what? We need to speed up our weapon sales to Taiwan. Have we learned anything what's happening around the world? Let them defend themselves. Deter the ability of China to enter Taiwan. We need to be able to foster greater democracy and freedom. We need to be able to work together economically from the chip manufacturing and others.
According to a notice posted by the Federal Aviation Administration, SpaceX could finally kick off its first orbital test launch of its gigantic Starship spacecraft and Super Heavy booster as soon as Monday. The Starship is a booster with 33 rocket engines and stands 164 feet high. Lance Pry, USA News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Bid you good day, sir.
This is going to be a very good day.
I can't hold my tongue.
Sounds like a good day.
Hey, it's producer James here. Do you want to get on the show? Well, I've got the hookup. 855-999-DOUG. Leave a voicemail and make your day a good day by calling 855-999-DOUG.
Morning program, award-winning Jay Kirshner here on the award-winning, I guess because you won the award and you're here, we can claim this is the award-winning Good Day program. Jay has won a Gracie. We'll celebrate that later on in May. And mean, In the meantime, in between time, we're celebrating today, April the 6th.
When did that happen, by the way?
What happened after
April
6th? 5th, yeah.
Good
just
grief.
Flipped over the calendar from March, and it seems like we just flipped over the calendar from February. We were talking about Passover and Jesus and what happens on Easter and that sort of thing. There's an interesting, this is anecdotally kind of tied to the story of Jesus. There was a tomb that's been uncovered from way back in the Jin Dynasty in China. Now, I have no use for the Chinese government. China itself is a fascinating country with fascinating people and history. Probably, when you get right down to it, outside of the history of Africa, the history of the region where China is, that part of the world, has probably the deepest and furthest back in terms of history. This particular tomb goes back to the year 1190, before the Christian era, before Christ, whatever. Three individuals were found inside this tomb, which was constructed with a skylight in it, of all things. It's an 11-square-foot chamber, was discovered in north-central China, and you go down into it, there's a sort of stepped passageway into it. The wall of the tomb was built of brick and carved with the story of the tomb's owner sitting at a dinner table with his wife. And this, again, goes back 3,400 years. And so the whole idea here, as you look at some of the pictures, the architects that were, this was something that there was a lot of thought put into, the windows, the doors, that kind of thing.
I just get a kick out of the skylight.
I know. Yes. Yep, right. So the Institute of Archaeology there, which excavated the room, made no mention of why the tomb's contents were built so as to be open basically for a public viewing. These people, when they died, wanted to be remembered, and people would go by and say, hey, there's my pal. But the Chinese started the tradition of open caskets, believe it or not. And so till this day, if you go to Beijing, there's a huge, like a tomb that's the size of a city block that's devoted to Mao Zedong. And people stand in that line. I stood in the line with my two children and my ex-wife for an hour or more to go in and look at Mao Zedong, who's in this glass coffin that they, have figured out how to sort of keep his remains. He doesn't look quite as good as he did when he was alive by any stretch of the imagination. But you can see him. And the Chinese people every day line up for hours to go into that tomb and look at his body. It's really kind of an interesting acknowledgement of what he did for the Chinese people back in 1948-49, Chinese Revolution, which brought communism to China. But they don't look at, the old Chinese only remember how horrible it was. The Japanese pretty much destroyed China. It was one of the reasons World War II began, because the Japanese invaded China to steal all their minerals, to get the oil that they wanted to have so that they could go out on a conquest to take over the rest of the world. But China was in such terrible, they had no real leadership for centuries. But they had good tomb builders, apparently. So that's the story of a new tomb.
Yeah.
And the religions in China also fascinating.
Well, just all the different dynasties and the Jin, and then you had Genghis Khan, and then, what was it, the Ming Dynasty.
Yeah, right. Yes, you got it. All right, so let's see what's going on elsewhere around in our country. The 50 schools across the country that had, they had a walkout. One of them was here in my hometown of Framingham. There are 50 other schools across the country that staged a walkout because of all the school shootings. So this apparently had been planned last 6 or 7 days, and there's, as happens with social media, these students around the country organized a walkout in each of the schools. And this was the, you know, there's the most recent one is that shootout down in Nashville. And one of the things that brought them around to doing this is because here in Framingham at the high school, there was a hoax call that was called into the principal's office that said that there was going to be a violent act. There's going to be a shooter that would go into the, this is according to the caller, according to what the school department says. Caller calls the school and says, well, I'm coming with a gun. And so, you know, they didn't take it lightly. Yeah, they know whether it's real or it's folk, whether it's phony. So they emptied the school, and that was the end of school for the day. Nothing happened, but it struck a chord with the students here and elsewhere. This young lady is a junior. She was the one that connected to Students Demand Action. That's the name of the group. And there were 200-300 students at the high school. You know, kids being kids. Most of them left their classrooms because this was something to do and they could get away with it because they weren't going to be penalized for doing something like this. So they did. But still, I thought it was important that there is... who realized there was a group called Students Demanding Action? Did you know there was such a group?
I do, because last year in May, right after the shooting that happened in Texas at the elementary school, there was another stage walkout that happened across the country.
Yeah. Well, they're related to this other group, Moms Demand Action. A lot of people that are rallying in state capitals around the country. There are, interestingly enough, some new bills that are being heard by lawmakers and the gun safety advocates who are this week and last week going around to try to stir up some interest in this. I applaud the action. This is protesting at its best. This is what America is about. But more gun laws we don't need. What we need is somebody or the police and authorities to enforce the gun laws that we have. Like, who gets a hold of these guns? Why isn't there more information that is either available to the people who are selling the guns? You know, it just is, it's sloppy. Our enforcement of gun laws in this country is sloppy, as is obvious by the fact there was an interesting story that I saw yesterday, Jay, about the members of the American Psychological Association.
Mm-hmm.
Has come out with a lot of data from a lot of different sources that shows that even though mass shootings were only responsible for 1% of firearm deaths in our country, they played a larger role in heightening the anxiety and the stress that goes on with Americans, whether they be teenagers or adults that have children in school. And this is why so many parents say, I want my children to have a phone so I know they're safe. What kind of a country, what kind of a reality is it that we have to have, we have this helicopter, helicopter parent reality, and this, by the way, there's a story in the Washington Post today about the database and the number of people who have experienced gun violence directly or indirectly since the first Columbine shooting, which is where this all started back in 1999. And according to this story, more than 349,000 students have had a direct experience in school with some kind of gun violence or in their lives, whether it be in school or whether it be, you know, whatever, wherever it is. What a disgusting
reality. Well, it
seems
like not even schools. We're seeing it at movie theaters, at malls, different things. Concerts. It wasn't in the U.S., but where Ariana Grande was performing a concert and there was a situation right at, like, the beginning part of the arena.
Yeah.
But it is happening everywhere. And Doug, this is a very different world from when you went to school, from when you sent your children to school, from when I went to school even.
Yeah, absolutely different world. Yep. All right. And so what is the kind of, I'm stretching this a little bit here, thinking about Donald Trump and the case and that people who have threatened violence because he was arrested, and I don't think he's ever said, has he said anything, oh, don't do that, or, you know, don't, if anything, it seems to me he's stirred people up, which is not good for the country no matter what, whether you believe that Trump deserves what he's gotten or you don't believe that. The way to affect change is not to do what happened on January 6th, for example. And hopefully that's not going to, I think at this point, whatever is going to happen probably after the indictment is, if it was going to happen, it would have happened then. So anyway, I was looking at this indictment. Did you read this yesterday? The stuff that's been laid out, the accusations that a lot of the legal minds have looked at, a lot of the folks in various schools of law around the country, professors, say that this is a risky case for this guy, Alvin Bragg, and a novel case. Because what they really are going, if you read into the exact charges, Trump is accused of bookkeeping fraud. That's basically the main thing against him. And they claim that the fraud was aimed at concealing campaign finance violations. And so this, you know, there's going to be a lot of legal challenges to that for sure. That's part of it, but it wasn't all of it. The other thing is that he escaped. The way that he did, he cooked the books, or the people in his, you know, you think he said to the bookkeeper, whoever's in charge of his finances, make sure we don't pay any taxes on that? That's what they got to approve. Excuse me. There's a lot of speculation that Trump is the business about lying about the hush money payments and stuff like that. And, you know, the theory, the legal issues here, I'm going to be spending our time on the countdown with our legal expert, Stephen J.J. Wiseman. Pretty much that whole segment of the countdown will be aimed at trying to take apart some of the legal issues here. The indictment includes a claim that Trump falsified records to commit a state tax crime. That's the second thing they're trying to get him on. It's a pretty simple charge. If you can get him on that, it's pretty simple to prove, then they have to worry about getting the other 34 counts of bookkeeping fraud and whatever else is in there to get a jury to convict him on that. So, interesting, the main points here. This 48 after the hour.
Spring Fest is here at Lowe's. Don't miss out on the best deals of the season. Refresh your yard with 5 bags of premium mulch for just $10. And refresh your home with savings on paint and stain. Right now, buy one, get one 50% off on 1-gallon cans and 5-gallon pails of HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams Paint, Stainmaster Paint, and Cabot Exterior Stains. Shop Spring Fest today. Valid through 4/12. Mulch offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See store at Lowe's.com for details.
Heart failure, carpal tunnel syndrome, shortness of breath, stomach issues, lower back pain. How does it all add up? If you have heart failure and any of those seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, it's time to talk with your cardiologist and get the full picture. They may add up to transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy. ATTRCM is a rare and underdiagnosed disease. Recognize the signs and discuss them with your doctor soon. Learn more at connectwithyourheart.com. That's connectwithyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Wendy's $3 breakfast deal is a bacon or sausage egg croissant plus small seasoned potatoes for $3. It's the breakfast that don't miss. So if you did miss Wendy's breakfast, don't imagine. Fresh cracked eggs, sizzling sausage, crispy bacon, and block out those hot, buttery, flaky croissants. Croissants don't really make a sound, but if they did, for a breakfast that don't miss, Wendy's is that breakfast. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's $3 breakfast deal.
Limited time only. Participate in U.S. Wendy's. Select a request $3 breakfast deal to obtain discount. Not valid for a la carte combo orders.
O'Reilly Auto Parts provides more than just the right parts for your repair. Our professional parts people can also offer free check engine light diagnosis. We can scan your vehicle and provide a list of possible fixes. Find the right parts for you or recommend a great local repair shop. Don't ignore your check engine light. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that. but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
After the hour, time to celebrate food, farm, and family again here on the Good Day program. Jay Kirshner and I focusing on things that are similar between our daily report on Good Day and what we talk about on the American Family Farmer every week. One of the highlights this week on the American Family Farmer, which you can listen to by going to AmericanFamilyFarmer.com, or you can hear it on a lot of the same stations that carry this program, the focus on food security and how it's a national issue, and how there are a lot of people who, when it comes to security, are really PO'd about how many foreign countries are buying land, ag land ownership. So a growing concern has focused Representative Elise Stefanik, who is a Republican from New York. She looks to be in her mid to late 30s, I think in her second term. She said, quote, "Our nation is faced with the increasing threat of foreign adversaries like China undermining our food security." Hello, duh. "And the government's failure of due diligence is inexcusable." 100%, 110%, 150% agree with her. The foreign land ownership, the Chinese, have been the biggest one, but there are other countries that have been buying land as well, not to mention all the land's been bought up by Bill Gates and that ilk as well. So, yes, something to support, something to be aware of, something to be thoughtful of. So we talk about that this week on the American Family Farmer. We certainly have talked about it here on Good Day as well. Speaking of the American Family Farmer, some of the things that are a part of the discussion the last couple of podcasts, we talked about living expenses for family farmers being up 14%. We focus on this new electric tractor, which is a disaster. In Michigan, they're being built by a couple of different companies. Talking to a lady named Christian Gilses, an FFA reporter, in a very interesting conversation that we had about the farm that she works on in Queens, New York, because there aren't a lot of farms there. And then I take my shots at Bayer and John Deere because they're brainwashing when it comes to the right to repair stuff. These are all very important issues that affect not only farmers, but everybody who's eating our food, because this is going to affect how farming is done. And so anyway, you can get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmersShow.com or wherever you get your podcast. A lot of conversation about summertime and growing season and that kind of stuff. So I'm proud of this program. I like doing it every week. And there's also a very interesting conversation in the latest one. Amy Brickner that you found, Jay, down in Carlisle, Pennsylvania. She has her own family farm. She's continued the tradition. It's a great story, very inspirational, about how women are becoming so important to our agricultural reality. So, again, American Family Farmer Show. And you get, we post these also on the other website that is for you when it comes to food, farm, and family. It's foodfarmandfamily.com. So our daily reports are in there, and also the American Family Farmer. No reason not to know what's going on with food and the food supply. How about we celebrate National Burrito Day today?
Yes.
A lot of people love burritos. I actually kind of like them. If they have, there's a fish burrito that's kind of fun to eat, put veggies in it, lettuce, that sort of thing. A little bit of sauce that makes it taste good, right? Rice, does rice belong in a burrito?
Yes, it does.
It does? Okay. All right.
Get some beans in there, some veggies, hot sauce.
Mm-hmm. So this is basically... And this is something that originated in Mexico, right? Are you sure of that? Or could it have been done by some of the Mexicans that are in Fresno or Stockton or Los Angeles?
kind of like the modern burritos.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah. Well, they have changed over time, for sure. There are a lot of stores. They've been selling them for, the last 50 years, frozen burritos in the store. I actually bought one and tried one. Didn't like it. I bought one just to see what it was like. I'm not a burritos. I kind of, when we go to Mexican restaurants, there are things that you can get that are kind of fun. I don't know. I've just not ever taken to burritos. But what the heck's the difference? Because they put the same stuff on all of them.
I was just thinking the same thing. It's pretty much all of the same ingredients, just in different forms, different shapes.
So National Burrito Day. All right, let's see what we have for recalls today. Karma Spices and Trading Company issuing an allergic reaction to undeclared milk in their white cheddar cheese water lily seeds. Hello, if it's a cheese product, how can it not have milk in it? What do you mean undeclared?
Yeah.
Huh? What is that all about? If so, are they overdoing this stuff? Are we trying to insulate people too much? Anyway, white cheddar cheese with milk in it. Duh, what a concept. Anyway, well, if you're allergic to milk, probably should stay away from cheese, too. There's a novel idea. The food, farm, and family portion of the Good Day program brought to you every day at this time. And speaking of time, it's 59 after the hour.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.